It's a rite of passage in New Hampshire. Every year, hundreds of fourth graders make a pilgrimage to Concord for a state house tour. NHPR's Hannah McCarthy tagged along with students from Woodland Heights Elementary as they learned the basics of lawmaking and making their voices heard.
And that's where the governor used to have his office. All right, so fourth grade, turn around this way.
I'm Virginia Drew, and I'm the director of the Visitor Center. I give tours here at the state house, predominantly to our fourth graders here in New Hampshire.
I've really wanted to meet the president and stuff, so I actually think also meeting the governor would actually be kind of cool. All I really know is his name is Chris Anuna, Brett LaMesa Evans. I am 9 years old, about to be 10 in March.
And they are working on a bill to see if we should put seatbelts on school buses.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a real deal. Oh, listen to you. No, yeah. Now you do sound like legislators.
I wanted to know how they did laws. Isabel Lapelli, I'm from Laconia.
If you believe that we should put seatbelts by law on all our school buses, say aye.
Aye.
And if you think this is not a good idea for New Hampshire, say no.
No.
You just killed your first bill. Mm-hmm. No vote killed it. Now here's the thing. What did you say?
Well, they wrote the rules, they took a vote. The governor signed in the law. All because on my way to school.
I'm Kevin Avard, State Senator for District 12, and I wrote the New Hampshire Capitol song, and we just carried on the tradition to sing to all the kids that visit the Capitol so that they can understand that they have a right to be heard, and we are the public servants.
Very important. In our republic, we can make a stand. In a democratic way.
If you don't speak up, will you be heard?
No!
Is anybody better than anybody else in this room?
No!
Everyone has ideas. Everyone is guaranteed the right to speak up. You're guaranteed that right. Don't let anybody ever take that away from you. Okay? Good job.
We thank Senator Avard. Everybody, thank you.